Yeah, you ride horseback, you put your foot in the, your feet in the,
I don't know what you call that, riding?
Stirrup.
Saddle?
Your feet go down in the, those metal things, you know, you stick your feet in.
Yeah, I stirrup. Think that's a saddle, isn't it?
Would you ever call it stirrups?
Yes, I know.
And, do they ever have a word for the horse on the left? Do they ever call him the near horse, or the nigh horse, or the off horse?
No. We call them, they all have a name.
And you're driving a buggy, you hang on to the,
line.
And you're riding horseback, you hang on to the...
Well, and the bridle.
That's the straps that go in
the... bridle has straps and holds on to that.
Holding the bridle. You wouldn't call that the reins?
I don't know.
Okay. You might say, this is not very, Wheaton's not very far, it's just a little from here. Just a little.
Little end.
A little end from here?
Let me see.
A little
just way. A little ways, huh?
Little ways. Or then, you might say Chicago's a long.
Long ways.
Okay. You might say, you can't find flowers very, very, very much around here, but you can find weeds almost.
All over.
Or almost in here.
Any place.
And the plow cuts a furrow in the ground. They call that furrow the
plow the ground.
Yeah, but after the plow goes over the ground, it leaves a furrow, which they call the what they call that furrow.
Well, I don't think that
I'm sure.
They just call it fur, don't they?
Fur. Okay. That's what I was after. Fur. I said trench. Furrow. I got tangled up. I always get tangled up at least once in it. Farmer looks out at his field and he says, well, it looks like we're going to have a big
crop.
And if it happens to be wheat, he says, looks like we're going to have a big crop
of wheat.
And the farmer goes out and cuts down all the trees so he can use the ground for farmland. You might say when he's done,
he cleared the ground. Cleaned a ground or land.
Cleared the ground, okay. And they plant alfalfa, and it comes up, and they cut it. And it comes up again on its own, without planting it. And they cut it again. They call that the second...
second crop.
Now, they used to get the wheat into a unit of some sort. Did they call that a sheaf or a bundle or what?
Oh, they used to tie it, you mean,
yes,
in a bundle.
In a bundle. And you might say for wheat that 40... a good crop is 40 per acre, 40.
40%?
Or units of wheat, they talk about wheat. A good crop is 40, not pecks, but 40. It's
40%?
A unit, they say a clothes basket might be made out of what kind of a basket?
Willow.
Or it might be a... How much of a unit would that be? You buy apples, you buy a whole, you might buy a peck of apples, or you might buy a bigger than a peck, it's a bush.
Bushel?
Yeah, okay, that's the word. Now, you might say a good crop of wheat is 40.
40 bushels?
Okay. I want to know if you put the S on.
That isn't quite right, is it?
Bushels? Yes.
Is it?
Fine. Now, do they ever shock up the wheat or the corn in the field? Around
yeah.
Here? About how many stalks would be in a shock?
Oh, no, I don't